Tip 5. To meet or not to meet. First things first. The inspector has no right to meet your client. If your client does not want to meet an inspector, then they don't have to. It says that clearly in the codes of practice. The inspector does want to meet your client, though, to, frankly, use some of their interviewing skills on your client. Remember, none of this is about not being honest with the inspector. But meetings with clients are a problem because once the client says something in a meeting, it's on the record. And it's then extremely difficult to challenge or change that information. Furthermore, and in my experience, clients will say all sorts of weird and wonderful things to an inspector in a meeting for no other reason than they're nervous, stressed, and want to be as helpful as possible to make the investigation end and go away. Unfortunately, helpful doesn't always equal correct, but once it's said, it can't be unsaid. In my view, there are only ever three people who should meet with the inspector in an investigation. Number one is the advisor. Number two is the advisor. And again, I'm sure you've guessed, number three is us, the advisor. The inspector will be frustrated if you do not make the client available for interview, but think who has lots to gain and who has nothing to gain. Please believe me, I continue to believe that the advisor role includes direct dialogue with the inspector, including meetings, but clients should be left to do what they do best, which is running their businesses. So, on the assumption that the client is not meeting the inspector, but we, as advisors, are, my two main tips for meeting the inspector are, number one, location, 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 and number two, forewarned is forearmed. So firstly, location. This is a pretty easy choice, really. Always at our premises, if we can, and if we don't have accommodation, then at HMRC's own offices. Remember, the client is not in attendance at this meeting, so either venue is okay. For the removal of doubt, never, ever, never ever at the client's premises. Not because we've anything to hide, full disclosure remember, but simply because it's intrusive and too sensitive a location. And so to the second point, forewarned is forearmed. Please always ask for an agenda. To be fair, and ahead of meetings, some inspectors will provide an agenda without being asked. However, if you read those manuals that I mentioned earlier, you'll see that inspectors are advised to provide agendas only when requested. That's requested by us. It makes absolute sense too to ask for an agenda. The inquiry manual recognises this, saying that due to the costs of our attending any meeting with the inspector, we should have sufficient detail and opportunity to prepare properly for that meeting. So the other part of this tip is not only to request an agenda, but to request one that is detailed enough so that you can prepare for the meeting that's coming. As an inspector, and wanting to maintain an element of control, I've sent out agendas saying 1. Introductions, 2. Business activity, 3. Record keeping, 4. Private matters, and 5. Any other business. And I still see those agendas today. There's not a hope of preparing properly for any meeting with that agenda. And I would absolutely recommend going back to the inspector and getting a meaningful agenda so we can prepare properly for a well-ordered and productive meeting.